Chicago's Afternoon News. John Hansen here in for Steve Bertrand until 7 o'clock today. And you can catch me Thursday and Friday as well. Thanks so much for spending part of your Wednesday afternoon with us. We really appreciate it. I feel like we have had this carrot and stick argument around vaccines and masks and regulations city state for, well, the better part of 16 or 17 months now. But I feel like a lot of people in offices now feel I've been vaccinated. A lot of, if not all of my coworkers have been vaccinated either by their own force or because it's been mandated by the company. Yet here we are still wearing masks, and it's annoying, right? Like, we do it and it's fine, but it's annoying. Well, joining me right now to chat about that is Dr. Vishnu Chandy. He is the chairman of the Chicago Medical Society's COVID-19 Task Force. Doctor, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
If we are inside, all vaccinated, is it time to get the masks off?
It's not quite as simple as that. First, you need a verification system to make sure that people are truly vaccinated, number one. Number two, anyone who's immunocompromised, meaning they have a weakened immune system, should wear a mask. And other than that, as long as you're willing to take a small risk of getting ill, not dying, you know, you could probably take your mask off, considering the rates are low. When the rates go up, masks have to come back on. But, you know, last time everybody took off all their masks at one time, regardless of the local rates, and then we had an upsurge again. So what we're advocating for is a phased way of bringing it in. So if every 100% vaccination, then masks should be optional.
So it does matter what is happening locally in terms of community spread, even if everyone is vaccinated.
Absolutely. Now we're at 2% in Chicago, I believe, in a 7-day rolling average. Other areas are less than 1%. And so there's a lot of pressure out there when there's such low rates, you know, not to have masks on, and businesses that have control at the door, office buildings where they know who's coming in and who's going out. That's certainly a rational approach to, you know, where masks become optional for people.
You and the Chicago Medical Society recommending this. I'm just kind of curious about that carrot and the stick sort of argument, in that people were maybe more encouraged to get the vaccine because of the annoyance of the masks and that going away. Do you think that could still be a driving factor for some people? Let's say whether it's the office mandate or if it's the idea of, hey, if we all do this, we all verify it, the mask can come off. Do you think that's still a player here?
I think it's a huge player. All you have to do is look at New York and San Francisco, where they have implemented a similar policy with the verification system. So it's easy to know who's vaccinated and who's not. And so you can go to a restaurant there and you can go to a gym there in San Francisco, and you know, your masks are optional because they have high vaccination rates, they have low rates of infection, and it gives the businesses a carrot and stick approach. So people can go back to some relative normalcy, understanding there's a small risk, but the risk of death and dying and hospitalization is much less than if you're unvaccinated.
Yeah, I feel like I was at a wedding a couple weeks ago, and the couple mandated that everyone that went was vaccinated, and it was 99% of the people complied, and one couple didn't show up. Okay, so we're all at this indoor setting, and we didn't wear masks a lot because we're eating, and the dancing was outside. Anyways, it was so freeing to have that moment again where we didn't have to do that. What I want to know is, like, are you getting any reception from the governor's office when you guys advocate for this to enhance that ability to give that carrot and stick again?
Well, the governor's office has really smart people working for them. They know you can only push public opinion so far. And so you're getting to a point where they're going to have to ease up some of these restrictions, or people simply don't comply. I mean, if you go to River North, if you go to Fulton Street Market, you see people not complying. If you go to a Bulls game and people carry their cup around with them like they're drinking all the time, and they don't have the mask on. So you need to have a way of verifying so you know that you're around people who've been vaccinated. That makes people safer.
100%. How localized are we supposed to get about this transmission rate in terms of what may trigger masks coming on? Are you looking at it from the regions that Illinois has set up, the 11 regions? Can it be a little bit more localized than that, or does it have to be a little bit broader, statewide, something like that?
That's up to the governor. I think there's a reason why they set up the regions. A region-wide approach is very rational. What happens in Chicago is not generally what's happening in southern Illinois, which is a whole different animal. I think Chicago has been pretty good. The CDPH has done a really nice job at all of this. IDPH has done a nice job of organizing it. Now they have to put the rest of the pieces together. The verification system, which was advocated by Tom Frieden in the New York Times, and then get going. So we're in the final stages of this, you know, in the baseball analogy as a White Sox fan. You know, seventh inning, here we are. Let's get our closers in and let's close this out, you know, so we can go back to some normalcy.
Yeah, for sure. I like that, the seventh inning. Hey, if it were a doubleheader in the last 2 years, this would be the end of it. But no, we're playing online in this game of the pandemic. So we're almost there. We're not quite there. Dr. Chundy, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Really, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate that. 312-981-7200. If you walk into an office and everyone is vaccinated, are you comfortable taking off the mask? 312-981-7200 if you'd like to join that conversation. Let's check in with weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld.